Well, so first of all, as many of you know, 1 week ago today I had brain surgery. And can you check that, honey? And I called Dove about an hour ago and said that I wasn't up to teaching today, but here I am. So I may not be here that long today. What did Teddy say? I could use some brain surgery myself. Yeah, you probably could. Anyway, first of all, I'm only going to talk for a few minutes. We'll see how. I just want to say, a transforming week. You know, when your life changes dramatically in a week, and someone's asking me, are you going back to practice? Well, it's interesting because on one hand, my life changed dramatically this week, and on another hand, I feel really excited about my life. I feel like I'm entering some kind of new chapter in my life. And I said to my husband, I really want to use this experience to go deeper. I've always said that if I ever got cancer, I would want to use it to go deep within and see what it has to teach me. And I see this as a perfect opportunity to do that. And also, you know, and you've probably seen this on Facebook and stuff, when somebody talks about illness or whatever, people will write, oh, you're not your body, or they'll give you course quotes and all that stuff. And one thing I thought I do not want to do in the future is do that with people, to help them effect change. So one thing this week, I've really been going within a lot, talking to Holy Spirit. What does this mean? How do we turn away from the ego thought system? How do we effect change? And you know, my mantra from the Course is, I am as God. In that lesson, I think it's 110, I am as God created me. And it tells us that if you really get that you are as God created you, health can't turn to sickness. Appearances can't turn to reality. And the fact is, the Course tells us over and over, the Bible tells us, the gift has already been given. But what's happened is we've forgotten. And we stay focused. We stay focused on form. And that's one thing I really saw being in the hospital all week is, you know, everybody's in there sick, they're dying, there's noise, it's totally body focused. And it does take a concerted effort to keep your attention on the true self. So I'm kind of excited what may come up for me in the next few months, weeks to talk about. But right now what I want to say is thank you. I saw the explosion of all my friends on Facebook this week, their wishes, their prayers. It was interesting because one of my friends who came to visit me in the hospital this week, she says, these aren't just people that friended you on Facebook. She goes, you've touched all of us. You've cared about us. And it's true. Help from the comments. People are, they're all people I've helped through cancer with loved ones, that sort of thing. And I really felt inspired. And then someone kept writing my Facebook page something like, they say and they say Facebook friends aren't real friends. Well, we all know that's not true. So what I'm committed, I feel really committed right now to letting this experience take me deeper. I really want to, so that I can help people affect change when this happens. I don't want to just say you're not your body, because that makes no sense to any of us when we're going through something like this. And, you know, I have terminal brain cancer, so it's not like I'm going to heal this medically, you know what I mean? So I'm thinking I'm going to learn how to, and I'm not set on a spiritual ego thing, oh, I'm going to heal my brain tumors. But I really want to know how to affect change, how to keep my focus on what is real. And we've talked about this a lot, like the screen, who you really are is a screen. If you watch a movie, and there's a movie of someone who has cancer, let's say, that movie is just projected onto the screen. It doesn't affect the screen at all. And that's what's going on with me. is a projection on the screen of who I am. If I keep my focus on the screen, on who I really am, that's much more powerful than being mesmerized by form. And we see that all through the Course. And so the other night, I was asking Holy Spirit, I said, "Man, this. I want to use this experience to understand how to affect change on a practical level." And the next morning, as I woke up, I got downloaded all these insights. And I don't have the book in front of me. It's in the Sparkle edition, but I think it's lesson 136 where it talks about when you are healed, you're not healed alone. And it talks about banishing the belief in sickness from the mind of God's Son. And I've seen this so much over the last few years. You guys have all listened to me. I've worked with healing false beliefs, and I've seen false beliefs and lack and imitation disappear from my life. This is the same thing. It takes a concerted effort to banish the belief in sickness, lack, limitation, separation. And in that lesson, it says something like, oh, I don't have it in front of me, it says something like, careful watching is needed. And then it goes into, this is the practice you have to do, careful watching. When you notice that your mind harbors attack thoughts, turn back to the truth. See, that's what the miracle does. It affirms the truth and denies the false. But we don't have enough vigilance to where our mind is focused on. It's focused on things that are false. And so I really want to use this experience to go deeper. And I feel excited about it. You know what I mean? I feel like, because someone was saying to me, you know, when this happens, people go, why me? Why me? And I said, why not me? I said, I have the courage, I have the talent, I have the tenacity, I have the curiosity to go where this is going to take me. And already I see, like, my mother's coming out next week for a month to help me with treatments and stuff. And we've had tension over the past year and a half. And I see healing happening in family relationships. And that's what this is all about, to use it to heal, to forgive, to clean up the past. So, I don't know what I'll have to share with you over the next few weeks and months, but I'm excited about whatever it is. I'm excited about whatever it is. And right now, I'd love to hang out longer. I'd love to hang out longer, but right now, I'm really not feeling up to doing this at the moment. I still have a bunch of staples in one side of my head. Hopefully I'll get it out week. And it's been really a grueling and tiring experience, yes. Yeah, Grace says, oh, you and your mother, great. Yeah, we've had a lot of tension over the years, my mother and I. So I'm excited. You know, she immediately said, I want to come out. I want to take you to your treatment. I want to do whatever you need me to do. And I immediately saw that as an opportunity for deeper healing. So I'm kind of excited about that, healing old wounds, healing, just healing old wounds. Anyway. Okay, so I know I'm not being too fancy tonight, but I'm going to sign off because I really need to rest right now. And I'm really excited about your friendship. I'm really excited about what I'll be discovering and sharing over the next few months or years or whatever. But right now, I'm going to let go of the mic, and I'm going to once again tell you how much I love you all and how much your prayers and your comments and everything you shared with me this week meant to me, because I knew it was real. And so many of the comments, I remembered the times we shared together. Anyway. I'm going to let go of the mic, and I'll see you. My mom's actually coming next week at this time, next Sunday. So I'll probably be here, though. I'll let go of the mic, and I will. Maybe what I'll do in the next few weeks, if I have things to say during the fading fast. Okay. Love you guys. Bye-bye.